SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From land, sea, and air, Israel's Gaza offensive rolls on. Israeli troops advancing deep into the Gaza Strip. One commander says they're at the gates of Gaza City. Through a BBC translator, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant describes Gaza as a rat's nest of terrorism.
The soldiers describe what they encounter everywhere. Terrorists come out of shafts, underground tunnels located under buildings, under hospitals, under schools. The soldiers see everything. Gaza is a base of terrorism and evil.
But Israel remains under pressure to agree to a ceasefire. Secretary of State Blinken is due back in the region tomorrow. House Republicans have helped to kill a resolution of censure against Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the resolution citing Tlaib for anti-Semitic remarks and for encouraging pro-Hamas demonstrators to storm the Cannon House office building. New York Republican Congressman George Santos survives a bipartisan attempt to throw him out of the House.
The expulsion resolution, which says Santos is, quote, not fit to serve, needed support from a supermajority or at least two-thirds of the voting lawmakers to pass. The final tally was 179 in favor of expulsion, 213 against, and 19 voting present. Santos has lied about his background and has been indicted on a slew of federal charges.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNNews.com, the baseball season wraps up with the Texas Rangers winning their first World Series. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5, winning the Fall Classic 4-1. Gains on Wall Street yesterday. We could see more of the same today. Stock futures higher this morning. Dow futures up 118 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 104 points. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy embraces transgenderism.
Under a new policy, midshipmen who are scheduled to have a sex change operation can seek exemption from their military service requirement. Academy officials say they're just complying with President Biden's order that all military services avoid discrimination against transgender recruits. Some members of Congress are concerned, though. Republican Jim Banks of Indiana says he has some questions about the new Merchant Marine policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate on potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia's higher education institutions to submit updated comprehensive safety plans. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League is set to reevaluate its safety protocols.
The death of American hockey player Adam Johnson from a skate blade to the neck has led officials in the NHL and other leagues to continue discussions about cut-resistant protection. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
We've been looking at, you know, in terms of cuts to the wrist, cuts to the leg, and worse.
Bettman and Players Association Executive Director Marty Walsh have already touched base.
It's a change for the players, but it's also about protecting them. So I think we will have those conversations.
More talks are planned between the league and union on the topic of skate blade safety. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
As efforts to keep former President Trump off the ballot in Colorado advance, a similar effort is unfolding in Minnesota. A Civil War-era constitutional insurrection clause is the basis. Mr. Trump describes it as a bid by his political foes to destroy his reelection bid. More details, SRNNews.com.